Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Are you a diehard Saints football fan that likes to have fun? Then join the most fun Saints fan community, Saints Happy Hour. We'll ship you our booze bundle welcome kit today with 4 original Saints swag items not available in stores. You'll also get access to our live chat room where you can make new friends and talk Saints all day. Plus, get our daily podcast and be in the know on all Saints news as it happens. Go to saintshappyhour.com. That's saintshappyhour.com.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy Cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
Oh, goodness! That's the breaking news siren. The Saints couldn't even give the Pelicans restart their own day. The Saints had to go and break some news, Andrew. The New Orleans Saints today signed Nigel Bradham, ex-Philadelphia Eagle linebacker. This means perhaps the most gorgeous man on the Saints roster, Kiko Alonso. He may not make the team now, Andrew. I'm worried about my boy.
Yeah, well, between him and Anzalone, who I know you love his flowing hair, so I know between those two, both of those guys are good-looking guys.
They are. They are gorgeous.
Potentially with questionable roster spots. But listen, we've been talking about this for a while. That's a position group where I've long said that I felt uncomfortable about the depth.
Yeah.
And when you look at really two guys that are penciled in as your starters – in Alonso coming off a late season ACL injury last year, and Anzalone, who has had multiple shoulder injuries in his career. I think this is his third one.
Yep.
It's the second time in his NFL career that he's landed on IR. So, you know, the health there is a huge question mark. And then behind those two, you've got a guy in Craig Robertson who's really more suited for special teams and maybe spot play here and there. And then Zach Bond, who's a huge question mark. And you like the rookie and it's a good pick, but who knows what he's going to be able to contribute this year, especially when you consider the fact that this season, and Sean Payton said it himself. Look, he talked about this in his press conference. This is not training camp. This is not anything close to resembling any sort of schedule that the coaches would want. And so
he flat out said, this is not what we want. This is what the union says we have to do.
Say that again.
Sean Payton flat out said it. This is not training camp. This is not what we want. This is what the union has mandated and the management council. This, and like you said, this is not training camp.
Well, and so I think it's a tall order to ask a rookie to come in, especially early in the season, and contribute in a meaningful way. And so you look, you've got two starters penciled in that are coming off injuries. And if they're not ready to go, you can't put this all on Zach Bond. So look, you bring in a guy, Nigel Bradham, who he's been a starter in the league for a long time. Yeah. He's a versatile linebacker that can do a lot of things. I actually watched every game that Malcolm Jenkins played, so I'm familiar with him just from doing my tape study on Jenkins when the Saints signed him as a free agent. So, you know, I've had a chance to watch him a little bit. He can cover, and certainly I'm going to go back now and revisit. But he's a guy that's been in the league. He has experience. And, look, I think at this point in the offseason, to add another guy to the mix that gives you an insurance policy – when we kind of talked about this position group being a little shaky, being a question mark, this is the kind of acquisition that you need this time of year.
And here's the thing, too, with Bond, who we all like. The Saints loved him. They traded up to get him. But he is a guy where the Saints drafted him and are like,
we believe he can do a bunch of things that he didn't do in college that he'll be able to do for us, and we will teach him how to do these things at linebacker, even though he didn't necessarily show you that in college in a great extent. And to me, Andrew, in a normal NFL season, that would be difficult, right? You'd be like teaching him new skills that he needs to hone, he needs to work on. That'd be hard if it was a normal year. In a pandemic year, there's no way. Like, to me, I think there's a chance that his rookie contribution is going to be very, very limited. And the Saints are like, we need another veteran. You know, it could be that it's just insurance for Alonzo, but it could be they're like, his rehab is not looking good, and we need to make a move and get a guy. And look, you have said this time and time again, and I finally came around to it. It's like, when you get into November and December, you don't want UDFA linebackers starting. You don't want Craig Robertson starting. We saw it in the San Francisco game. They didn't have any linebackers. Their linebackers got destroyed, right? So it really matters in November, December, who you have as your backup guys, because they're going to play. And it's even more important in the year of the Rona, where you don't know. You got regular football's injuries, and you got another layer of who's going to catch the coronavirus and be out of the game for quarantine for 2 weeks. So depth becomes even more critical.
You just said it. Yep. And so you really have to be 2 and 3 players deep at every position. You need more insurance policies because of what this year is going to bring. And so I think with this signing, Nigel Bradham gives the Saints a couple options at linebacker that they need. Look, the thing about Bond is he's a project, you know, and you look back at what he did in college, and he was a phenomenal edge rusher. And I think there's going to be times where the Saints can utilize his skill set, use what he's good at, put him on the field, and he'll help the team. You know, he can still rush off the edge. He can blitz. But, you know, really, he ran upfield as a pass rusher off the edge exclusively at Wisconsin. Very seldom do they ask him to do anything else. And so while the Saints love his traits and they see all those skills translate to an NFL linebacker, it's just going to take time to develop him. And frankly, had it not been for the coronavirus, you know, had he had a proper training camp and a proper rookie mini camp and all that stuff, I'm not sure he would have been ready to start week one anyway. You know, they were going to have to bring him along gradually. So I think that's a reality no matter what. And now I just think you're in a position where if Anzalone or Alonzo or both are not ready week one of the season, you can put Nigel Bradham in there, a guy that has started for Buffalo. He started for Philadelphia. He's been around the league. He's a guy that knows how to play the game. You can plug him in there. And hopefully physically he still holds up. And you know, over time, you give Bond increased roles. And so you put him in there here and there. You put him in situations that are advantageous to his skill set. And over time, if he continues to play well and show you that he is ready for more responsibilities, then maybe you gradually increase that as opposed to...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
throwing a rookie in the fire where that might really cost you.
As sports keep coming back, so does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, betonline.ag. Major League Baseball will soon be in full swing, and there's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to be in on. Also, tune in as Floyd Money Mayweather joins the BetOnline team in a new segment called The Ice is Right, where he talks about his expansive jewelry collection. He'll give you the chance to win some great prizes and bet on the cost of his bling. Visit betonline.ag today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the welcome back to sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts.
Yeah, and look, people knock on Craig Robertson, and he has flaws in coverage and that sort of thing. But you know what? Craig Robertson was a good, dependable player for the Saints on special teams. He made plays at linebacker. He's got really heavy hands, as you've said. He can tackle good, and he's aggressive. He makes some plays, and I tell you, Craig Robertson is leaps and bounds better than a UDFA, and Nigel Bradham is probably better than what Craig Robertson would give you potentially. So I just think this is just another solid move by the Saints, and I will say this, you know, become a $10 patron. You get the booze bundle, welcome gift of all the amazing, the koozie, the Coup de Taysom cup, the Forever Drew cup, the custom Saints happy hour shot glass, and Andrew does write-ups of all the Saints free agent signings that they do. You get every single one. We got an archive of that. So just consider joining us, and you get access to our Discord channel where Saints fans chatting. We're chatting all day. It's not on Twitter. You don't have to deal with all the disgustingness and annoyingness of Twitter. It's just Saints fans talking Saints, goofing on each other. It's fantastic. You should do it.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Andrew... So this move means that next week they're going to sign Clowney, right? They're going to sign Clowney for me, right? It's just Loomis getting warmed up.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I make no promises there, Ralph. I know you want this worse than you wanted your first child. But I don't know what's going to happen with Clowney. It's a big enigma, really. And, you know, I still think it's a long shot in the sense that he – is going to want to get paid, and the Saints can't really make that happen for him. And so I think ultimately, you know, he's going to take less, I think, than he wanted, but will he take the lowball offer of the Saints? To me, given their cap situation, it feels like a long shot. But, you know, I would have said Jameis Winston and the contract that he took was a long shot too. So you never know.
Well, here's the only thing with Jameis Winston Jadeveon Clowney that is different from another big name that the Saints went after late in free agency, Ndamukong Suh. We all knew that Ndamukong Suh was a mercenary, and he was just going to take the highest bid that there was. And the Rams had the space, and they had the glamour of L.A. Jadeveon Clowney, he's turned down $65 million from Cleveland. So, like, That's his best offer. His best offer is from Cleveland, and he's like, I don't want to go to the Browns, which I respect, because who the hell wants to go to Cleveland, especially during a pandemic? So I respect that. So that's my only thing of, like, I have more hope for Clowney coming to the Saints than other big-name free agencies late in the process, just because he's weird. Like, he's clearly decided that he wants money, but he's not just going to go anywhere for it. So that gives me where it would normally, for me, be like a 0.5% chance that it was happen. I think it's like 10 to 15% chance. The thing is, I don't know what does he value? Is he waiting for a team to get injured and say, I'm not going to get $16 million, but maybe an injury happens and I can get $12 million from somebody, or $13 million. It's just like, he's so quiet. You don't know what his main objective is in this.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. You really don't know. That's the million-dollar question. Is we're trying to figure out where his head's at, and I think a lot of people, I mean, national media is scratching their heads with Clowney. How is he not on the team right now? So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. You know, just wrapping up Saints news really quick. They had their second day of testing with, once again, no Saints players testing positive for the coronavirus. So at least for now, as we're about to start training camp, that's really good news. Everyone is healthy. There's no carriers at this point. So the Saints will be able to start on schedule without a rash of cases or anything. And you had two players opt out, Cole Wick, the tight end, and Jason Vanderlaan, the tight end. Your family friend, you know, that's two tight ends. But listen, fortunately for the Saints, they have a couple quarterbacks in their roster that can line up at that position, and Taysom Hill and Tommy Stevens. So, you know, they're pretty deep at that position. And I would say if there's one position where maybe they look at adding someone just to have another camp body, tight end could be a spot to keep an eye on, just because of these two opt outs.
Yeah, and I'm going to end with this. The patrons that support the show already know it. Regular listeners know it. But if this is the first time you've listened to this podcast, I'm going to tell you, we're the best, funnest Saint podcast out there. And we are always first to react to breaking news. And let me tell you, the Saints news, the NFL news, once camps start, it is going to come hot and heavy with players testing positive for Rona, potential coaches, chaos, signings, and you're going to want to have a Saints podcast that gets you breaking news analysis right when it happens, and that's us. So you should sign up, become a patron.
We're going to pump it out every day, baby.
And you have a custom RSS feed that will show you how to sign up. We'll show you how to set up when you sign up with us, and it'll be right in your player, and you'll be like, oh, the Saints did that? I need the breaking news. What the hell is going on? And you know, 25 minutes after it happens, boom, Saints happy hour podcast episode in your player to tell you what the hell is going on with the Saints. So consider joining Saints Happy Hour Podcast Fan Club. We have the most fun Saints stuff going on. So for Andrew, I'm Ralph. Thanks for joining us. We will see you again next time.